Latest batch of Hitler clones contaminated with Neanderthal DNA. 1st of November 2006, this is Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Berlin, Deutschland. German geneticists revealed today that the latest batch of Hitler clones have somehow become contaminated with Neanderthal DNA, creating a hybrid Hitlerthal. Hans Kleinschmidt of the Mittenhagen Technical University had this to say.
There was apparently a mix-up with the same DNA samples that we are researching in separate laboratories in the same facility.
One group of researchers said they were busy creating additional clones of Der Führer, Adolf Hitler, from blood and tissue samples taken shortly before his death during the collapse of Nazi Germany in 1946. Another group down the hallway was extracting Neanderthal DNA from the teeth of a freeze-dried corpse recently discovered high in the French Alps. Kleinschmidt said,
"Yeah, you can imagine our surprise when the clones of our beloved leader began to display Neanderthal characteristics. Jawohl."
During hyper-accelerated growth process, the clones were subjected to, more Hitler-like similarities emerged, but the Neanderthal characteristics remained. The latest version of Hitler is still intent on dominating the world and crushing his enemies, including the Jews and communists, but the famous Hitler speech-making skills have diminished to a series of loud grunts and shrieks.
Curiously, however, his speeches are still surprisingly effective mit the Deutsche, German, that is, people,
said Kleinschmidt. Mittenhagen personnel intend to put a new specimen handling protocols in place to avoid creating contaminated Hitler clones in the future as the 1,000-year Reich continues. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UNnews. Thank you for suffering.
Wir haben ein Ziel uns gewählt und war fester des Fanates rücksichtslos bis ins Grab hinein.
We apologize for the previous audio presentation.
No, we do!
Yes, we do.
No, we don't!
Yes, we do.
I said, no, we don't!
Oh, bugger off.